We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy to welcome in one of our favorite guys to talk to, calling some NCAA tournament games last week from CBS Sports, Brad Nessler.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, man.
Doing outstanding.
Yeah, good to hear your voice today. It was good to hear your voice last week. Love hearing you on tournament games. I have to wonder, like, you've done a lot of stuff. Like, you've called a lot of games. You've done a lot of big events. Where does calling tournament games rank for you still?
It's still really a lot of fun, Andy, but you know, when I was in my 30s, when I did four games in one day, I didn't like it much. And I'm not in my 30s anymore. And so I don't like doing four games in one day very much. No, but once you get into it, we have kind of a running joke. What's the worst day of the week when you're on the road? Is it the four games in one day? Or is it the preceding day where you go to eight practices in one day? And we've come to the conclusion the eight practices is worse, because at least on game day, there's excitement. There's energy, there's adrenaline, all that stuff. So, the Wednesday I could do without. The Thursday is pretty fun once you get two games out of the way. It seems like a breeze when you only have a doubleheader then an hour later. But it's still a lot of fun, and had a lot of great energy out in Salt Lake City. Folks were great. Place was packed. It was good stuff.
Okay, so because I saw that that you were up there in Salt Lake City. We were trying to figure out some things about Salt Lake City. Now, you like to go out, you know, between games and stuff. You know, go have your nice steak, maybe a martini or two. What is it like for a Brad Nessler up there in Utah? What is it like for you in Salt Lake?
Randy, you got it so wrong, man. So that might happen during football season. But you get out there. I got out there Tuesday night. I went to our second floor room that we have, you know, the whole time we're there. And everybody else was eating. And I ate on the plane. And so I'm like, okay, I still have some work to do. So I worked and tried to adjust to the time difference. Went to bed, get up the next morning, went to practice right away and practiced, like I said, eight practices that day. Came back. Let's see. I guess we had food delivered that night. Same room on the second floor. We did have some beverages there, you know, at all times when we had the meetings. And then you get up the next day. And you go do four games, and then the most fun I probably have is after the four games is over. But we still go right back to the second floor room, and now you can let your hair down a little bit. You take the tie off, you have a cocktail, then you have another one, and then you go, I'm staying up too late. I should go to bed, and then you don't. But I didn't see anything except the arena, my hotel room, and the second floor room that we had for meeting. I never got out. I don't know what Salt Lake City looks like. We were leaving town to the airport, and I said, wow, this seems like a pretty city. Now, when I opened the curtains and everything in the morning, I go, wow, the mountains are nice. That's about it.
So Salt Lake City really had nothing to do with it. That could have been Detroit. Yeah. That could have been Atlanta. That could have been any city. I mean, you're just going hotel, arena, doing work and all that.
Yeah, and we always say, you know, we don't want to go to this city, or we do want to go to this city. We never get the we do want to go to. Mm. So it doesn't really matter to me. Once you're there, you're locked in, and you're just like the teams. You practice, you play, you eat, you go to sleep, you start all over again the next day if you're lucky enough to win.
The two teams that came out of the games that you called were Arizona and Gonzaga. Do you think you saw a national champion there?
I think they can keep going, one of them or maybe even both of them. You know, Arizona was one of the five teams that was ranked number one this year at one time or another, and they started to play like it. I thought out in the tournament, you know, they've won 15 games this year by 20 plus points. So when they're on, they're pretty much on. And then they were on in the, you know, the whole weekend. I guess Dayton gave them a run late in the first half and got the lead down to 7. And then I think they got it down to 5 in the second half. And that's when, you know, the fans start coming to life for the underdog and all that kind of stuff. So early in the second half, there was a little bit of doubt, but they didn't leave any doubt once they got going. They've got Caleb Love, you know, that came over from North Carolina and player of the year in the Pac-12. And Umar Ballo is all Pac-12 too. And, you know, he can match up with most big guys. I don't know if he can match up with who they have to match up with. He's still giving away 4 inches, I guess, to Zach Edey. So I like that matchup. I think that's going to be a really fun one to watch, Purdue and Gonzaga. I was talking about Arizona. Gonzaga and Purdue, I think, should be a good game. They played lights out in the second half, man, against Kansas. Mm-hmm. They were down 1 at halftime, and they came back and won going away. Mm-hmm. So if Arizona and Gonzaga play like they did in, you know, for the most part of the first and second rounds, I think they could maybe keep on playing. I think Mark Few's done an unbelievable job, man. I had him against Kentucky first week of February, I think it was, and they were like 17-6, something mm-hmm. like that, and they had hit a little bump in the road or two where their fans weren't even believing in them. And they played in Lexington, and we were at practice, and I said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, you know, so we're playing a little bit better. He said, if we could get this one and then get a little, maybe a run in our tournament, maybe we'll at least make the NCAA. And here he is going to, you know, ninth straight trip to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
He's an unbelievable coach. I don't know who votes for Hall of Fame and all that, but if his name doesn't come up like the next time they vote, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your thought process on the fact that, you know, we were talking, you just mentioned Kentucky, and they lost to Oakland. And you heard Coach Cal talk about maybe trying to do some things different. Do you think it's more or less him trying to find some – because these kids aren't staying in school long. So is it him trying to go find these transfers, like a kid from Oakland or somebody, or one of these Ivy League schools that might help him balance out trying to have all these 19-year-olds?
Yeah, I think he has to. I think that, you know, the one-and-done thing has had its day come and go, I think. A couple years ago, I got a kid from Stanford that was a really good player, and he had just enough veteran guys around, and that guy just helped the cause. He was like a fifth-year kid. I can't remember his name right now. And that was a pretty good team. And the guys, you know, the guys he's got now, we know they're a lot of first-round picks and all of that. But the way it's going right now, he's got to change something. And to even have to have a meeting with Mitch Barnhard yesterday
right. –
to come out and say you're still going to be coach, that's it's a little bit scary.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't be scared if I was, you know, going to get $33 million if they fired me. But nonetheless, he's got to do something a little bit different. And I don't know. I don't really know how he does it. I guess he's just got to hit the transfer portal like everybody else.
Brad Nessler joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, CBS Sports, college basketball, college football, has called everything for a pretty long time. And that's where I want to tap into your reference here, Ness, just with everything that's changing and has changed in the last couple of years, specifically in college football, but I mean, a lot of things have changed across the board. You've been doing this for a while. Like, what part of all this change maybe has surprised you the most? Maybe you think this part's going a little bit too fast. Just what's your perspective on everything that's gone down in college football over the last couple of years?
I'm kind of like, Andy, I'm kind of like, you know, Nick Saban and some other guys that I'm not saying I'm going to quit because NIL, I don't really care. I'm glad the kids are making money. It's just weird because I can see it in all the coaches I talk to, especially the veteran coaches, the guys that have been there, done that. Now, the young guys that are up and coming, you know, they're still trying to get to that $5 million a year deal, you know, to coach or more than that maybe. But the guys that have already made their cheese, man, they're like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. You know, Bill Self told me during the regular season, not the tournament, did a game in Lawrence against TCU, I think it was. And we're just at practice, and he said, Brad, man, he said, I have the greatest contract in the world. I really do. And he does. He's got the highest paid contract in the world, and it's pretty much a lifetime deal. And he said, I don't know if I'll make it past the next 2 years. And I said, why? And he said, because I got a kid on my team that doesn't play, that's making $300,000 off trading cards. And so, you know, you can't fight that. I mean, it's everybody's looking for the next best deal. And so there's no like, oh, that's my alma mater. You know, right. you can end up with five alma maters. And so that's been the biggest thing, I think. And it drives me a little bit crazy because I have to do more work to figure out how many schools they're
right,
at
right.
before the school that I'm calling. You know, I have to look back and go, oh yeah, he was at San Diego State and then Utah State and Virginia Tech before that. And oh yeah, now he's playing for so-and-so. That's probably the biggest thing. And it's just happened in the last couple of years, as we all know, but it's changed the mentality of the players, I think, quite a bit. They know that they kind of are, they're looking at the coaches going, what can you do for me? Because so-and-so can. Mm-hmm. And I know that drives coaches absolutely bonkers because they didn't have to deal with that before. And so that's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The biggest thing I can think of in the last couple of years.
And yes, I know it's not going to be the SEC. We know that. We know that the landscape has shifted for CBS. I don't know if everything's been made official or what's public or whatnot, but what can you tell us about the football coverage this fall that you're involved in?
Yeah, I'm doing the Big Ten on CBS at 3:30. So with Gary and Jenny. Nothing changes except the locations, and I'll probably have to have some warmer clothes, although I'm not sure. Now it's the Big 18. I might be out in Oregon and UCLA and USC and, you know, living the dream on the West Coast and taking red-eye flights. Yuck. So football's football. At least I had, you know, the two greatest conferences in the country. I worked at one for a long, long time, and now I'm going to the other one. It's not like I'm going to some rinky-dink conference. I'm going to the other one that's the premier one. So it'll be a little bit different. You know, I'll see some of the old sites. I started off in the Big Ten. Gary and I started together in the Big Ten at ESPN. So we'll see some of the old sites that we saw before and some new faces along the way.
It will be very fun to get to hear you call Washington Huskies games. That would be selfishly.
Yes.
That's going to be very, very fun.
I'm looking forward to that. Very, 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 very.
Looking forward to that, Ness. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Appreciate you, Ness.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.